जय राधुमाधुआ कुंजविहारी, जय राधुमाधुआ कुंजविहारी, गिरिवरदारुपुरे जन मलबागिरिवरदारुपुरे, सुरनंदन व्रज जन रंजना, सुरनंदन व्रज जन रंजना, तून थे रामन चले मुन छे रावण जामुते, जय हो रात हो मालवा कुंज विहारे, जय रात माधोवा कुंजविहारे, गोपीजन बारबा गिरिवर धारुते, जन मलबा गिरिवरदारुपुरे, यशोनंदन व्रजन रंजना, सुरनंदन ब्रज चरण चेरा चे मन चेरा पान चे, जय गुरात उमर कुंजविहारे, जय गुरात माधुवा कुंजविहारे, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंसा पार्वतीपचार्य ओसु तेरे सुतिशि श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणार भक्तवृन्दा गोस्वामी शीला प्रभुपाद की जय, इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत गोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, Acharya Shivavila Stapu Jai Ren Se Kho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Vaidya Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrindagachai, Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikavara Sayam Kunda, Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kichai, Vrindavaram Kichai, Maturna Kichai, Janavasami Kichai, Yamunamai Kichai, Shimaligalasi Devi Kichai, Sakri Bhakta Vrindagachai, Gaur Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Govardhana. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So today we're reading from 10th canto, 16th chapter, text 38. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Maybe you can open the window a little bit because whoever's cooking in the kitchen and is also causing a conflagration in my lungs. So I don't know who's cooking each other. Yeah. Just a little. Let's get some fresh air in here. Okay. Todd. Aisha. Natapa. Durapa. Anyais. Tamo. Jani. Broda. Vasho. Api Ahishaha Samsara Chakre Brahmataha Sarirana Yad Ichitaha Syad Vivavaha Samakshaha. Okay. Oh, whoops, I think another one. No, it's not Brahma Samhita. I just lost the verse because I'm tweeting out the lecture. I know it's 38, but I just lost it because I touched the wrong thing on here. I know it's 38. Kadeshanata Padurapa Manjais. Tamo jani krodha vishopya hisha. Samsara chakre brahmata sharirino. Yad ichatasyad vibhavasa makshaha. Tareshanathapadurappamanyais. Tamojani krodha vishopya hishaha. Samsara chakre brahmata sharirino. Yadichatasyad vibhavasa makshaha. Tadeshanatapadurapamanyais. Tamo jani krodha vishopya hishaha. Samsara chakre brahmata sharirino. Yadichatasyad vibhavasa makshaha.
Samsara
Tat, that, Eshaha, this Kaliya, Nata, O Lord, Apa, has achieved, Durapam, difficult to achieve, Anyahai, by others, Tamat Janahi, who was born in the mode of ignorance. Krodavashaha, who was under the sway of anger. Api, even. Ahi Ishaha, the king of serpents. Sangsara Chakra, within the cycle of material existence. Brahmataka, wandering. Shariranaha, for the embodied living entity. Yat, by which dust of your lotus feet. Ichataha, who has material desires. Syat, manifest. Vibhavaha, all opulences. Samakshaha, before his eyes. So, translation. O Lord, although this Kaliya, the king of the serpents, has taken birth in the mode of ignorance and is controlled by anger, he has achieved that which is difficult for others to achieve. Embodied souls who are full of desires and are thus wandering in the cycle of birth and death can have all benedictions manifested before their eyes simply by receiving the dust of your lotus feet. Wow. See the repeat? O Lord,
although this
Kaliya,
the king of the serpents,
has taken birth
in the mode of ignorance
and is controlled by anger,
he has achieved that
which is difficult for others to achieve.
Embodied souls
who are full of desires
and are thus wandering
in the cycle of birth and death
can have all benedictions
manifested before their eyes
simply by receiving
the dust of your lotus feet.
So, purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada,
it is very rare for a conditioned soul to free himself from the contamination of illusion and thus become established in perfect consciousness of the Absolute Truth. And yet this benediction was achieved by the serpent Kaliya because the Lord personally danced upon the serpent's hoods with His lotus feet. Although we conditioned souls may not receive the mercy of having the Lord dance on our head, we can receive the dust of the lotus feet of the Absolute through the Lord's representative, the bona fide spiritual master, and thus go back home, back to Godhead, forever free from the misery and ignorance of the mundane universe. So again, reverse, page back. Tadeshana kapadurapamanyai stamo jani krodha vishov yahi shaha samsara chakre viramata sharirino yodhi ichitasya vibhava samakshaha. So Om Gana Timidam Vishya Gana Chana Shlokaya Chakshurin Midikam Yena Tazmai Shidupayama. So,
Anyway, I'd like to read the purports or the commentaries of the different acharyas, because it's very interesting what they have said about this. It's always very interesting. First, there's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who says, though the dust from your feet give much more, the highest result, the materialists long to attain those feet in expectation of material enjoyment. Yet those feet, which are hard for even Lakshmi and others to attain, have been attained by Kaliya, the king of the snakes, who was full of ignorance and showed anger toward you. So Jiva Goswami comments that Kaliya has achieved what is to be attained in the future, not attained yet, with great troubles by the highest worshippers such as Brahma. Though Kaliya was a great offender, since he was born in an ignorant species in which he is controlled by anger, and though he was the leader of the snakes, he obtained your dust. This does not happen by thousands of sadhanas. Oh my God. It happens only by your mercy. Thus the wives exclaim, O Lord, who requests the miserable to make requests? Not the. By thinking of those feet, everyone can immediately attain all perfections. Though one identifies with the body, material wealth and spiritual powers or prema are attained. Therefore, now this snake whose hoods have accepted your lotus feet should attain special prema, Vibhava. And then a Sanatana Goswami. Kaliya has achieved what is to be attained in the future, not attained yet, with great troubles by the highest worshippers such as Brahma. Though Kaliya was a great offender, since he was born in an ignorant species in which he was controlled by anger, and though he was the leader of the snakes, he attained your dust. This does not happen by any means. It is only by your inconceivable power. O Lord, you can do, not do, or change anything. There's a deeper meaning to the words, born in ignorance. The fault of his nature arising by birth is arranged by you, my friend Krishna. Therefore, what is his offense? This is the compassion of a devotee. Actually, the fault of a lower birth is our fault. It's arranged by Krishna, but we're the ones who chose it, you know. It's like, you know, going in and buying a car. And it's arranged by the car dealer. But you're the one who chose the car, you rascal. You should forgive him. But they're actually making this up just to make arguments for their husband so that their husband can be forgiven by Krishna. This will be clear later. By thinking of these feet, even those attached to their bodies can immediately attain all perfections. The living entities wander about experiencing various sufferings or doing sin or pious acts in the complete cycle of birth and death, samsara chakra, where they wander in birth and death, which is like a wheel turning again and again. Though they have bodies, they can develop material powers, vibhavaha, or a wealth of prema, vibhavaha. Actually, it's the same word. Because of the supreme, infinite, astonishing power of the dust from your lotus feet. Or samsara chakra can mean in a supremely deceiving, whirling about state of liberation, the essence, sara, of the four human goals of dharma, dhamma, artha, kama, and moksha. People cannot extricate themselves from the words about adhyatma propounded by persons desiring liberation. In this way, they wander about for matara, but by the power of your lotus feet, even they can attain the direct samaksham wealth of Vaikuntha, Vibhavaha. What is to be obtained has been described. So these hoods on which your 2 feet dance should attain a very special Vibhava. So let me continue. This is actually quite interesting. So as I was reading this, actually this morning, I didn't even think about this particular connection yesterday when I read the verse, but that Kaliya has Krishna dancing on his head, right? So we are actually more fortunate because we have Krishna dancing on our tongue. Prabhupada said that. Prabhupada said when you chant the holy names, Krishna is dancing on your tongue. So we should remember that. And so in that particular light, in spite of, you know, Omagana, Timurandasha, as we chanting every day, isn't it? I was born in the darkness of ignorance. Omagana, Timurandasha, Gananjana, Shlakaya, Chakshur, Miditam, Yevatasma, Ishita, Vedamaha. So, born in the darkness of ignorance, but my spiritual master, so kind, he has enlightened me with the torchlight of knowledge, as we chant every day. So in spite of all of us being born, well, maybe not all of you, but referring to myself, but in spite of many of us being born in ignorant bodies, actually Prabhupada said, as far as caste, not referring to the caste distinction that's now in India, but as far as the varnas, Prabhupada said, you are a mixed caste of unknown origin. We're very proud of our family, Janmaicharya, Shutashra, Shibir, Edamana, Dalpur. We're proud of many different things. But actually, I remember there's one devotee whose birthday it is today. And he was born in one of the 12 tribes of Israel that's supposed to be a priestly caste. Kohanim. Actually, Kohanim is actually the name of it. And so he's very proud of that. You know, he's a priestly caste. But actually, all the Western people were kicked out of India. I mean, Prabhupada said they were originally, the Kshatriyas kicked out by Parashuram. So if we have a Western body, that means we were just like kicked out. Fortunately, our ancestors didn't get killed by Parashuram. We just ran away. So we were basically the Kshatriyas who were full of fear because we ran away from Parashuram. Whereas the ones who actually were bold and actually Kshatriyas got killed in India. But the ones who actually weren't qualified as Kshatriyas, then we actually ran away. So anyway, we're not even qualified, or European race, not even qualified as Kshatriyas, basically. So anyway. So what hope is there for us being born in the darkness of ignorance with this ignorant body? And also I was listening to class this morning, Prabhupada's class, and Prabhupada was talking about how that animals, in one sense, are better in a material sense than animalistic human beings. Because animals can be pacified by some charm or mantra. We're not talking about the Hare Krishna mantra right now. Just like you see in India, sometimes there's a snake charmer. It's actually not by the music the snake is being charmed. The actual technical thing is by the movement of the flute or musical instrument. The snake is actually being hypnotized. Just to let you know, it's not that music, you know, he's playing there. The snake is actually cooperating. And also, if you go to Vrindavan, where they have villages of snake charmers, or snake villages, they actually take the poison out of the snake before they go around in the basket and try to collect donations from showing the people the snake. You know, so they'll just like shove a snake in your face and say, give a donation. Because what I do is I just go, and I run away. But anyway, Prabhupada said the animals can be trained, but a human being who is like an animal can't be trained. Prabhupada said, basically hopeless. And Prabhupada said, even if you give someone, and Prabhupada was quoting this verse from the Vedic literatures, I think it may be Chanaka, Upadesho hi murkanam pakopayana shantaye. If you give a human being good instruction, it'll just make him angry. So I remember this instance when Prabhupada was giving a class in a public program in France, and Prabhupada was sitting on a normal vyasasan, you know, big seat, which is appropriate for someone like Prabhupada. And the students were getting angrier and angrier and angrier at Prabhupada, and they were using this French term, par terre, which basically means hit the earth. You know, terre. You know, you understand. Terre means earth. Hit the earth. You know, in other words, get down. So they were so offensive. And then Prabhupada basically said, from now on, when he does programs in France, he should just sit in a regular chair. Or when Prabhupada arrived in different countries, you know, sometimes he would come in a Rolls Royce. They'd pick him up in a Rolls Royce. And the newspapers would actually have a, I guess it was a headline that said, Swami comes rolling in. And then Prabhupada was questioned, you know, why, if you're so spiritual, you're coming in a Rolls Royce. And then Prabhupada, you know, just like being very intelligent, said, even a gold car is not good enough for a spiritual master, for the Acharya. So he really threw them for a loop, so to speak. I mean, normally if someone asked you, you know, why are you accepting all this opulence, you say, well, I'm sorry, basically, you know, just my disciple. You know, he makes an excuse like that. And Prabhupada said, it's not good enough for Rolls Royce. This is really interesting. So, anyway, getting back to the point. So Prabhupada said that animals, they cannot be, animals can be tamed with mantras and everything like that, but human beings can't. And human beings can't be tamed by philosophy either. I mean, sometimes we try to preach to people and preach to people and preach to people, and it doesn't work. So human beings can be changed by the chanting of the Lord's holy names, especially human beings in the lower modes of nature. And there's many examples of this. Actually, one thing I wanted to address here. Yeah, here it is. There's a question, there's an implicit question here based on what's been said in the purports by the Acharyas, particularly Sanatana Goswami. Are we responsible, if our body is in the mode of ignorance, are we responsible for acting ignorantly? It's a good question. You know, because someone could say, what the devil made me do it, as the Christians say, or we can say, you know, Maya made me do it, or, you know, just my body's lusty for you. You can actually, I've heard devotees say that, you know, I have a very ignorant body, my body's lusty, so what can I do? You know, I just can't control my tongue, I can't control my mind, I can't control, you know, of course, it's stated by in the Upadeshamrita, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Pashta Vegam, that basically, these pushings may be there because you have a particular type of body. It's a fact. But you have to tolerate those things. And tolerating those things that you're experiencing are reactions for your previous sinful activities. That's how you have to see it. Like if you're feeling lusty, you can't control the tongue. Actually, Prabhupada, another class I heard this morning, I heard several classes, Prabhupada this morning. Prabhupada was reciting this Prasadam prayer, Dharmade Vyayati Lobamori Sudurmati, that the tongue, Yuva Loba, Loba means lusty or just like greed. Loba means greed, actually. Your tongue is greedy. And you actually see that. Like Prabhupada even said that many stalwarts fall down in the name of Mahaprasadam. Which is interesting. People say, this is prasadam, people. But actually, your tongue is greedy. And one has to control it. One has to understand the greediness of your tongue, the pushing of your belly, the pushing of your, you know, tongue, belly, genitals, mind, anger, words. That's all a karmic reaction or token reaction if you happen to be a devotee. You should see it like that. You're responsible. First of all, you're responsible because you're the one who chose that and who desired that particular type of body. Don't blame others for yourself getting that body. Just like in the case of Kaliya here, he got that body because he committed an offense against a sage. We told that story many classes ago. That Kaliya, in his previous life, and I forget what his name was, he was a sage and he had his ashram, I guess it was a cave or something like that. And some other sage came and said, hey, buddy, can I join you? You know, simple thing. You know, it's a cave. I'm sure it wasn't a house with a septic tank and everything like that. I'm sure it was just a cave. And he said, no, it's my cave, buddy. Get your own cave. And because he said that, you know, it was basically, of course, hospitality is extremely important in Vedic culture. If you're not hospitable to someone who comes, even if they're Atithi Narayan, that's what's called it, they should be treated like, Atithi means not an appointment, Narayan, they should be treated like Narayan. If you're not like that, it's described the punishment is, and you look at them like with eyes staring, just when I was getting ready to eat, then the vultures or crows in hell will pluck your eyes. Nice punishment. Anyway, so Kaliya, he just, in his last life, he just refused hospitality to the sage. And the sage cursed him. He said, you're hissing. Because sometimes when you refuse something, you hiss. You actually see that. I mean, your eyes close like snake eyes. Why are you here? It's true. He said, you're hissing like a snake, so become a snake. It's actually quite interesting. And so anyway, but he was a devotee already. I mean, that's also part of his background, the reason why he got Krishna's mercy. You know, swap him up, yasha dharma, shudraya pay mahatav bayat. Devotional service is never lost. So anyway, he's responsible for having that snake body. So we may not have a snake body. We may have a body that has some other deficiencies. Or we do have a body that has many deficiencies. You know, lust, craziness. You know, we may have our mind may be just like bananas. And we could blame our horoscope. You know, sometimes people come to me, yeah, Guru Maharaj, you have a good horoscope. That's why you're so Krishna conscious, you people come. And I say, yeah, that's why I'm so Krishna conscious. No, I'm not Krishna conscious. Anyway, whether I am or not is another question. I said, because you have Sagittarius rising. And I don't even have Sagittarius in my house. That's not true. But anyway, not me. I'm not talking about me. I mean, someone else is saying that to me. That's why I'm just, you know, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. I can't get it together. But worries about, look at that, your horoscope. I mean, you can look at your horoscope. And look at the deficiencies you have. Look at the lust you have. And say, that's my token or karmic reaction. So what am I going to do about it? Not just give in to my karmic reaction. I'm going to tolerate it. And above all, I'm going to get into chanting the holy name of the Lord. And so in that light, I'm going to present some examples of people who really had bad karma, bad bodies, bad life, and they were saved by the chanting of the Lord's holy names. I mean, these stories that you're all familiar with, like Magrari the hunter. I mean, definitely he had a body and the motive, ignorance. I mean, his father was not any better than him. His father taught him to half kill animals. And he was taking joy, delight in seeing the animals writhe in their traps. Could you imagine that? I mean, just it's horrible. Just like seeds of animal just like writhe. And then Narada Muni comes around and he sets the animals free. And this Magrari gets a little angry at Narada Muni. Narada Muni shocks him by showing him, this will be your life. You know, it's like, there used to be a TV show, that was your life or something like that. This will be your life in the future. And the animals are just all coming to eat him, devour him. And he says, oh, what should I do? He still has all the bad qualities, but he's shocked. You know, sometimes, just like now it's coronavirus time, people still have the same bad qualities, but they're in a state of shock. So it's an ideal opportunity to present Krishna consciousness. Just like yesterday I was watching a nice presentation where my godbrother, Vaisheshika, was talking about book distribution. He said, this is an opportunity. We got to take care of it. Take advantage of this opportunity in the next 2 months. before this opportunity goes away. Like I've often said that, you know, life gives you many opportunities. People see them as problems, but they're challenges and opportunities. So he was presenting this, and he was presenting the how in the UK in like one day they did like 10,000 euros, no, sorry, pounds of books. And now they're having these festivals with, let's say, 100, 200 devotees on Zoom simultaneously making individual calls and sharing, you know, in a chat window, sharing what's happening. Hey, I just sold a set. It says, wow, amazing. Why? Because people are in a state of shock. Of course, some Americans are in a state of anger. That's a little bit different. But I think most people, unless they have a redneck, but most people are actually in a state of shock. Oh my God. And they're seeing people die. And they're being reminded, just like McGrath. They're being reminded, what? How are they being reminded? That death is imminent. Because in America, we don't see it so much. In India, I remember the first time I went to India, I walked to the Ganges River one time, and there was a cremation going on. And I was just shocked. There's a dead body. I'd never seen a dead body my whole life. Except for the unfortunate frogs that I dissected when I was in school. But I, like Prabhupada said about biology, poor frogs. The Prabhupada asked, should we learn biology? Prabhupada said, poor frogs. So, oh my God. One day I'll be there. Oh my God, I better chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, with McGrory, getting back to the story of McGrory, it was an opportunity. Narada Muni arranged for the, not the coronavirus, but Narada Muni arranged for the virus of the future. Just like that story, Christmas Carol, isn't it?
Christmas.
Yeah, the ghost of Christmas future. Actually, I was thinking about that. That that's showing, what was the bad guy's name?
Ebenezer
Scrooge's future. And he decided to change his karma at that point. So we're all like this Ebenezer Scrooge. And Krishna's giving us a wake-up call, or he's giving the whole humanity a wake-up call. So he gave... So Narada Muni gave McGrory this wake-up call. And then McGrory said, oh my God, what should I do? But he still wasn't purified. The shock doesn't purify anybody. Because people just go back to their old ways. You're going to see that after the coronavirus. You know, people go back. I mean, there was the Spanish flu. People went back to their old ways. The war, people go back to the... You know, they actually get more attached to material enjoyment. There was the psychologist I was listening to. He was describing what happened after World War II, what happened after World War I. You know, there was a brief lull, and then, boom, people just went, you know, put their pedal to the metal and went more for material enjoyment. So you got that opportunity. So Narada Muni took care of that, took advantage of that opportunity, told McGrory, chant the holy names. And McGrory was so shocked that he decided to do it. And because he chanted the holy name, because Krishna was dancing, as we described at the beginning of this class, Krishna was dancing on his tongue. Hey, Tulsi, put yourself on mute, please. Put yourself on mute. Hare Krishna. So because he was dancing, because Krishna was dancing on his tongue, he became pure, which is actually more important than actually dancing on the head. Why is that? Takshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Brahmindriya Sevan Mukhe He Jivada Swayameva Spurachada. Because we have our attachments in this world. Oops. Takshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Brahmindriya. We cannot perceive the spiritual realm. But if we use our tongue, again, that word jiva,
Nabhavek Kriyam Indriya, with our senses that can't be, are not so effective, that if we use our tongue to chant the Lord's holy name, to chant about Krishna's pastimes and hear, the tongue in the ear, Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, then we can get purified. So that's the whole point. So somehow or other, we have to be continuing, just like, we're not like Magrari, that we've had like a view, at least I haven't had a view in my future. Of course, sometimes I look in the mirror and I get a view, and it shocks me. But we haven't had a view of the future like Magrari. So we have to continually hear. That's why Prabhupada, in his purports, continually talks about the material world. Because we'll forget. We forget the future. We forget that death is imminent. We forget that everything is temporary in this world. So we have to hear about it again and again, because we're not on that, at least I'm not, sorry. We're not on that platform. So you actually see in most of the cases where people with demoniac bodies became Krishna conscious, that they had, there was some shock there. Another case, historical case, is Valmiki. You've heard me tell the story many times. Valmiki was shocked too because he was told about his karma, and he was also shocked because he saw that there was no love in the material world. When he went to his wife and children to see if they would accept some of his karma, they absolutely refused. He was aware. He was a Vedic. A Vedic molecular, or Vedic, whatever it was. But because he understood the philosophy. And then that was a shock. And so it was time, okay, Valmiki, chant Ram. I can't chant Ram. Okay, Mara, 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 Ra, Ra, Ra. You know, so what was the impetus? Dhruva Maharaj was also shocked. wasn't he? He was shocked because he couldn't get the love of his... I mean, that's important for a father, for a son, isn't it? Like I was just talking about, I was listening to the news and they were talking about social distancing, why you shouldn't send young kids to school, I mean, real young, like kindergarten, first grade, because they're not going to, when they get home after they pick up the virus, they're not going to respect social distancing with their grandparents. You understand what I'm talking about? A five-year-old, Dhruva Maharaj was five-year-old. I mean, what do the parents say to the kids? Stay away from it. You know, it's traumatic. We actually had that in the movement when sometimes the pujaris, they would have young kids. And they say, you're moochie. I'm going on the altar. You're moochie. So it's traumatic, right? I mean, think about it. From a young kid's perspective, to be deny the affection. So here's Dhruva Maharaj. He was put in a traumatic situation. Don't minimize it. You know, it's a little five-year-old kid. You cannot sit on your father's lap, kid, because you're not my kid. And so traumatic situation leads to determination in spiritual life. So anyway... So there's many, many stories about this. Of course, there are stories about living entities in lower modes of nature being liberated without going through a traumatic situation. There's Lord Chaitanya and the dogs and things like that. Lord Chaitanya in the Jarakanda forest getting the tigers and the lions. Of course, there are no lions in India. But getting the deer and the tigers to kiss each other. But that's Lord Chaitanya. So we... In preaching, I generally see we have to take advantage of situations like that when people are going through some transition point in life. So, on that happy note, thank you very much. And we're going to put the deities on right now. So those of you who are online can see the deities. And then we'll answer questions later. Jai Radhakalokananda, Radhakalokananda ki jai. Where's that note with the deities? There's a little shot. Sweet Potts, my gosh.
Thank that you. Will be long.
Okay, I got the computer.
Yeah. You're going to ask questions?
Yeah. Radhe Nayana Hare, Radhe Radhe Nayana Hare, Jai Radhe. Vishnupad, Paramahansa Paramacharya, Asta Teta Satishi, Shiva, His Divine Grace, Avaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta, Goswami Srila Prabhupada, Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Ananda Gurti Vaishnav Vrindajai, Namacharya, Srila Vedas Thakur Gajai, Say, Koho Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu, Nichananda, Shri Veda Ganadha, Shri Vasanigo, Vakna Vinnigajai, Shri Radhakrishna, Gopagopata Sayam, Kun Radhakunda, Giri, Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavan Kijai, Maturanam Kijai, Jagannath Swami Kijai, Manamai Kijai, Shri Mandigalasi Devi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta, Vrindigajai, Govardhananda Hari Hari. All glories, he is in all devotees. All glories, he is in all devotees. All glories, he is in all devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So read the translation. When the rising sun appeared in the east, the jewel of the twice born, Lord Gauranga awakened. Gathering his devotees around him, he set out to preach in the countryside, towns, and villages. Tatai, tatai, sounded the mridanga drums, and the cymbals chimed in time. Lord Gaurasundara's shimmering golden features danced, and his ankle bells jingled. Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari chanted the devotees, their mouths filled with the vibrations. Calling out, they preached to those still sleeping. You spend your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. Although you have achieved a rare human birth, you do not care for this precious gift. Instead, you refrain from serving the darling of Yashoda and slowly fall through your last moments to death. With every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes at its lust. Why then do you remain idle and not serve the Lord of the heart? This life is temporary and full of various miseries. Take shelter of the holy name as your only business. To penetrate the darkness of ignorance and bless everyone's heart, the sweet holy name has risen like the shining sun. Drink deeply the pure nectar of Krishna's holy name, which is the life and soul of Bhaktivinoda. The holy names aside, there is nothing to be had in all the 14 worlds. Jai Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai. So, before taking questions, just so I announce, today is Gopal's appearance day. So we can all celebrate, have a big party later on today. So, we'll take questions. Yeah, another thing is that every morning on my Facebook page, the Mangal Arati is being broadcast. Anybody who doesn't want to come to Mangal
Anyone who happens to be in Maya, or it has to be home preparing for work or something like that, then you're welcome to. You're welcome to actually watch on TV, or not TV. So on the internet, on the Facebook page, and it's really high quality. I've taken trouble hooking up directly to the camera here, and it's better than my. It's actually higher quality than Maya for TV is for the. You saw that this morning? You didn't see it. Okay, so any questions? Yeah. We have a question both ways. Yeah.
We just read it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Where he very clearly makes it point that there's nothing but a trick in the two worlds before we meet. So what is the limit to the Krishna?
Where's the remedy to what?
Remedy for
that. Association. The remedy to increase our faith in the holy name is to associate with devotees like His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I mean, when I hear from Prabhupada, my faith and attraction and taste for chanting increase. Yeah, Prabhupada is also making the point in the class I was listening to this morning. He says that there's now, Prabhupada quoted again from the Brihadnaradiya Purana, you know, kalo nishteva nishteva nishteva. You know, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. And then another example of, you know, people with the mode of ignorance being transformed into Krishna consciousness was, you know, Prabhupada coming to New York and just sitting down and chanting. You know, people didn't understand any philosophy at that time. Prabhupada just went to Tompkins Square Park or in 22nd Avenue and just chanted, and people became purified. I mean, if you look at this, some of the videos of the early days of people dancing, it's just like, you know, just it's weird the way people were dancing in 22nd Avenue, but they were chanting the holy names, and they got, you know, people got purified. And if we don't chant regularly, then Purnamushika Bhava, you know, the past, whatever it is, nature comes back. So any questions online? Nalinika, do you have any questions? Oh, let Alita Sundari ask a question first. Okay. What, you got to unmute yourself.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay. How can we help someone who has mental problems and they are seeking help from devotees? So let's say they are not ready to like discuss philosophy or problems or anything. And they are mostly just like lamenting. So what can we do to not get under their influence and still support them?
Well, if their mental problems are very severe, I would suggest that they take some help, because they may need to go to a psychiatrist or psychologist for help. If it's a very severe, you know, schizophrenic or delusional in different ways, or they think that the earth is flat, then I would suggest they see a psychiatrist. And if someone's just like normally crazy, like normal craziness in Kali Yuga, then just get them to chant and don't talk philosophy with them. Get them to hear, clue them into some nice video of chanting on Facebook or YouTube, something like that. That's the only thing that will cure them. Actually, you can't talk someone out of their craziness. I've tried it many times before, and it never worked for me to talk people out of it. Just get people a chance. And like I gave that example the other day, and I was giving a class about, remember Crazy Peter who became Kusakratha? Yeah. I gave that example. He was he looked completely crazy to people, and he was just chanting, and then became a great translator of Vaishnava literatures after some time. So the chanting is the only solution. I mean, we take prasad and all these things like that, and they help. But the chanting, kalo nishteva 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 gati ranyata, is the only cure. I mean, Prabhupada oftentimes gave that cure for people who had some mental instability. Just sit down and chant. But in severe cases, you know, someone's suicidal, someone's in danger, someone has like, you know, seen multiple personality disorder or seeing people floating in the air, things like that, I suggest you go to a psychiatrist. You know, we're not equipped to deal with these severe cases. You know, they should definitely go to see a professional. And we have no objection to people utilizing psychiatrists or anyone with material skills if necessary. I mean, Prabhupada would go to Western doctors. You know, Prabhupada said, actually, he was asked about Ayurveda one time. He says, Ayurveda is good for preventative medicine. But when you're actually dealing with something that's there, then you go to Western doctors. You know, that was Prabhupada's opinion. Like that. So anyway, and as soon as they have the vaccination for coronavirus, I'm going to get it. I'm going to be the first one online to get the vaccination. So that's okay. Good question. And oh, Jayanti has a question for the Nalini Khan this morning. Anyway, so Jayanti. What's the question? Janti's question.
I must think, if someone address us with kind words and flattery, and that he has a complete different opinion and feeling with himself. If someone talked with us with humility and manners and all the things, but he don't think in her heart, can you help me?
Yes, the main thing is to get them to chant. I wouldn't worry about so much.
You know, if somebody is a good actor and he's kind and everything, humility, but in her heart he has some poison for us, and we see that. How we can
avoid that person? avoid the react. Person. Avoid the person and pray for him. Don't hate him, but don't love him.
Yeah.
Love the soul, hate the sin. As Jesus
but we cannot avoid the cooperation with this person.
Then just don't listen to him. Put some earplugs in.
What? I don't understand.
Use some earplugs like I use. Or chant Hare Krishna in your heart, your mind.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and one other question. What?
Yes, please. Where is now Hanuman? And what
Hanuman?
Do Srimati... Yes. Sita
Hanuman
Devi and Rama...
Shaloka right now, and if you serve Ram, Hanuman will come and help you. Okay, we have short time. Just, Nalini Khan, do you have a question?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Gurudev, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you very much. Gurudev, you mentioned other day about lower nature and higher nature. Related to Leela Sundari's question. So when we talk about dissociative disorder, is it something that's part of it, like split personality, dissociation, like higher nature and lower nature? Like
no, it's a psychological problem due to someone's reaction to something they did in the past and some experience they had in this lifetime, and it's better. Better dealt with by a psychiatrist. And I've seen it sometimes when devotees take the proper psychiatric advice or even medicine, then they're able to function very well. You know, there's different, let's say, chemical things going on in our body that sometimes have to be taken care of.
Okay.
And if by using modern medicine, even psychiatric medicine, we become more stable. I'm not saying we do this all the time. Then, I want to be more stable in Krishna consciousness, so let me go to psychiatrist. But if somebody, we have some real aberration.
Yeah.
But, if someone has, there's all these psychological diseases that are caused by chemical imbalance. It's not, they're caused by chemical imbalance. They may have other etiology. I mean, an ultimate cause of it, past trauma or something. But if you can deal with it through some adjustment, just like one may use a crutch if they have a broken foot. If you have a broken leg, while it's healing, you use a crutch.
Yes.
So it's the same thing with the chemicals in the body. Sometimes people have some imbalance for one reason or other. So it has to be taken care of professionally. Not that we should take care of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay safe from the coronavirus.
Thank you.
Chant Hare Krishna while you're taking care of your patients.
Okay.
And get to sleep. Okay, on that happy note, we're going to end class. All glories to Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.